Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones.
6:24, Slocum in the morning, this 1340 WJOL. Veterans came out in full force at the Joliet City Council meeting last night to oppose the North Point development. Erin Gallagher joins us on 1340 WJOL's Turk Furniture Studio Line. She was in the crowd last night. Erin, you had to sit there and just utter disbelief to see how many veterans, guys and women that, you know, fought for our country, that risked their lives to come out and feel so strongly about a cause last night, the North Point cause.
Good morning, Scott. Wow, what a great night for veterans last night. They really did come out. And, you know, considering how quickly this vote is being shoved down Joliet's throat, happening in just a matter of weeks and just a little over a month, compared to, as I mentioned last night, Thornton's was several months of debate. This is happening right now. And yet these veterans were able to really rally and get a large group there. They had to bring in more chairs. And they had a lot to say. And a lot of people didn't talk. But boy, the ones who did really batted out of the park.
What were some of their biggest issues last night? Is it just the proximity to Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery?
Yeah, the brass tacks of it is that North Point is parked exactly at Hoff Road and exactly along 53. That's the entrance of the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery and across the street from Madewin's Bison. So, you know, the cemetery gets about, on an average, I've been told, 27 funerals a day.
Wow.
So 27 funeral processions come down Route 53. And they're going to inject tens of thousands of more trucks into that, and it is already a mess. The trucks are already, somebody said just as recently as a couple weeks ago, there were trucks driving on graves. There was a woman last night that I spoke with, and just make sure we understand, these are Joliet residents who came out. There was a comment made at the end of the night, oh, everybody's from out of town. No, these were Joliet residents. I didn't know most of them. And I got to walk around, and there was one woman there, and she said her husband was buried in the area past the entrance center, the visitor center, where one of the trucks almost ran over her husband's grave. And so these people are very concerned about this. But now, thanks to Stone City opposition, North Point is attempting some, what I'm going to call, 11th inning spin by saying they will train the truck drivers with signs. Well, there are already signs up, tons of them. They're going to build another turnaround. Well, first of all, there's already a turnaround there that's being ignored. And secondly, their proposed turnaround is only going to dump traffic back into the processions. Oh, this bridge, this mythical bridge they're going to build. Well, you know, that's not even a part of the discussion with Joliet. It has absolutely nothing to do with this annexation agreement. It shouldn't be considered, and it's not going to solve the problem anyway. And the commander of Stone City said, hey, without the bridge, we don't want it here. So all of these excuses that North is doing, is making at this 11th hour, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. They're not going to get done. It's not going to resolve the issue, and there is no way around making it worse.
You have put together a map, or someone from NOTA North Point put together a map of proximity, and it finally, I think, shows people exactly where this is going. It's got Manhattan to the east. It's got Elwood to the west, and due south, it's Madewin just literally feet away. And then the bridge that you're talking about over 53, if it even can go through Elwood, if Elwood were even allowed, or if IDOT will come in with eminent domain and take that property, that literally drives right on the north border of the entrance, as you mentioned. That map that you guys have, or someone has come up with, is extremely powerful.
Sure. Yeah, John Kuiken did that. he's great at really telling the story visually. He has a real sense for this, and he's been handling the maps, and he's really great to work with, because he's very particular about being as accurate as possible. So you can trust that the map that he produces, the maps that are on the NOTA North Point website are accurate. It's an immediate access. It's right there. It's right adjacent. You can't miss it.
Yeah. Aaron Gallagher joining us here on 1340 WJL. Well, Aaron, last night it was packed again with veterans. Was anyone there for North Point? Was Tom George, the gentleman that heads up this project, was he there last night?
Yeah. So what happened was it wasn't on the agenda, but North Point did present. Actually, The city manager, the interim city manager, gave a whole spiel about all the benefits of North Point. And as I think I heard you say earlier, Mayor Oderkirk responded point by point to an ad that the NOTA North Point group put out. Mm-hmm. And he was falling short. He couldn't answer all the questions. So, you know, there's some really legitimate, valid concerns here that aren't being addressed. And the fact that that Tom George and Patrick Robinson were there last night and it wasn't on the agenda, that's a little suspicious. Again, very fast moving, very quick, trying to get this done behind the scenes. And you know, I think that there are a lot of people, including the veterans, who are saying, not on my watch.
Aaron, you have a couple of town hall meetings planned for Joliet. It looks like the vote is going to come down on March 17th. There is a supermajority required to pass this annexation and to get this rezoned from agricultural to industrial or light industrial. That means you need 4 council members to vote no. I think we know which way the mayor is voting based on what you said he said last night and some of the other comments that I've heard. Do you really?
The letter that he wrote to support the bridge he sent out last summer.
Right.
So he's already full-throated support of this bridge, and he said so in writing to the governor. So we don't have any question.
Right. You need half of the city council members to say no. Do you feel like you can get there? I know you have 2 town hall meetings coming up in the city of Joliet.
I think that the citizens and residents of Joliet get to weigh in on that for their council members. Joliet needs to make these decisions for themselves. It's really unfortunate that these council members get to decide the fate of all the people who don't get vote for them. And that's one of the things that's been a key argument all along. Even John Gooling from the Center of Economic Development said, hey, you got to talk about how this impacts the region. Larry Walsh Sr. just wrote that scathing letter saying this is the beginning of the end if this is done. So there, the Fraternal Order of Police, the Will County Sheriff's Deputies Labor Union, FOP, strongly opposes this. Now you've got veterans groups that are growing and growing and growing. I think that the citizens of Joliet need to come to town halls that you mentioned Thursday at starting at 6 o'clock, presentation at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at Knights of Columbus Hall on Infantry Drive there. And then the second one is going to be Monday at Croatian Club, the same time. Doors open at 6, presentation at 7. That's when the citizens and the residents, the voters of Joliet, can really get a clear perspective of what this project is. The NOTA North Point researchers, these women are incredibly keen on fact and making sure that everything is diligent and double-checking and triple-checking. Everything's been verified. They'll get real information, not the smoke and mirrors that North Point is so famous for on all of their other projects.
Aaron Gallagher, as always, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, and we will stay in touch.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, be good.
Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Gallagher, who's helping the NOTA North Point people, appearing live right here on 1340 WJOL. So veterans out last night, and I have a list of people that are against North Point. We'll post this on our website a little bit later on. And, again, we're less than 2 weeks away from probably a vote that many people fear will change our county forever and ever and ever. And, it's a big project. And again, it's in the city of Joliet, and it's up to Joliet to say yay or nay if they want this. But the passion that these people have shown to come out against this, if you just look at the map, it's remarkable. And we do have a copy of the map that they produced last night, and it shows you exactly where North Point is going to go. It's monstrous. I mean, you could put Elwood and Manhattan inside that map. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much. I mean, it's like adding a third city along Manhattan Road. Elwood just a little bit to the south. Elwood, North Point, Manhattan. I mean, that's how big this is. And where, again, and it's a key point, where are the trucks going to go? Where are the cars of the employees? Where are they going to go? The cars are not going to take the closed loop. There's no way they're going to take the closed loop. I saw a truck last night on Division, which is right next to Stateville. Three semi-trucks come down 53, and they wanted to get to the business park in Crest Hill. They didn't want to go Weber Road because Weber Road's always got traffic and a ton of lights, so they come down 53, and they go to Division. Are you kidding me? There's houses right up there, Division and Weber Road. I mean, you put these warehouses in the middle of towns. How are these trucks supposed to get on interstates to move their products? They're going to come through these back roads, through these towns. I mean, I saw it last night at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night when I'm coming back from a basketball game. I'm like, where the hell are these trucks going? And I was behind them, spotted them, went right into the business park there in Crest Hill. All the way from 53. It's nuts. All right.